First, Perek Amoid called Mishnah Beis. We're continuing Halachas of Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, in Oisim es Amo Batchila Bamoed Ubeshvius. You're now allowed to dig out a waterway. This waterway was one Amo deep, one Amo wide. That's why it's called an Amo. So you're not allowed to make that on Chol Hamoed. That's considered too much of a Tircha. And you're not allowed to do that in Shemitah because it looks like you're digging out the ground. And also you're putting earth on the side of it, which a soft earth, it looks like you're being Chayrish. Making a soft ground that's going to be used for planting. The Chacham disagree. This in Shemitah, it is permitted because you're not, your intention is not to work the land. You're just making a waterway. If it was already there, just started caving in, you're allowed to fix it up on Chol Hamoed, and that's the halacha. Now we have another heter. One of the heterim is tzorche harabim, something that the rabim needs, and it's also tzorche guf. Not every tzorche harabim is permitted. It has to be something that is needed for the bodies, the well-being of the people. So over here, you're allowed to, if there's some problem with the waterway, they need the water to drink, or that is permitted. Choytim oiso, you're allowed to remove the stones that got stuck in the waterway. Metaknim et cetrachim et cerechoviz et mikvoisim hamayim, you're allowed to fix up the holes in the potholes in the roads, because that also could be a dangerous thing. You're going on your horse and buggy and you go over a hole. And the mikvah and mayim is something they also need a mikvah for them to be teufel in. So all these type of tzorchei rabim, like we said, that is nogia to the gufa adam, is permitted. Other tzorchei rabim, which just nice things to fix up the botanical garden, even though it's something that the rabbi Manana from is Osir on Chol Hamoed. It's not Tzorchei Guf. Mitzayim Nesakvoros. They used to go out and designate, put some white lime on Kvoros so that people should not be Matama themselves over there. The Yeitim Av Ala Kilayim. The Shluchei Bezen would go on Chol Hamoed to check the fields. If they saw that it was Kilayim, they would uproot it.